Operator, give me the number for 911.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. But we grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country.
games you play. 'Cause I've been talking to the people that you're calling friends, and it seems to me there's a means to an end. They don't care anymore. As for me, I can sit here and buy my time. I got nothing to lose if I speak my mind. I don't care anymore. I don't care no more. I don't care what you say. We never played by the same rules.
Ruckus.
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Be everybody. You're listening to Shaziz Mad Science. I got Money Mud Man on the air there, and we'll get into some stuff here in a second. But meantime, let me think here. There's too much to talk about. I've become sort of like the outcast in the old alternative energy community. I know who my thumbs downers are, but that's okay.
Oh, you're not an outcast. You're just ugly. Ugly's cute, and don't worry about it.
Ugly? Hey.
Hey, Shane is ugly as pink. Don't worry. Shane is ugly. Yeah, I hold that spot.
Hey, I'm so good looking it makes me sick, man. Anyway, I don't know. I got some radical views on electricity and how it all works and all that kind of stuff. But you know, a lot of these guys out there in the alternative energy community, they've been spinning their wheels for years. And I'm fixing to go back to my initial research and just leave all the rest of this stuff alone. I am going to tinker with the Slayer Exciter because it proves my point. There's a few things going on in that I got some parts heading to me from the Soviet Union, man, or Russia.
Holy moly.
Yeah, as soon as they get here, I'm going to put a little nifty gizmo together and show something pretty cool. But in the meantime, I'll just continue on with my mad science as I usually do. But see, I talk about frequencies a lot here lately because I've got my theories. And, of course, you know, theories are just theories. Everything else out there is, you know, it's all speculation. Nobody knows the whole of all of it. If they did, they would, you know, they'd already have it solved now, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. Shoot, I ain't got it all figured out, but I got some things figured out. I don't think others do, so.
Yeah, I'm crazy. I believe that time travel's possible. I believe that interdimensional travel's possible. I believe that space travel's possible. I believe a whole lot of things are possible. I believe there's a whole lot more than meets the eye in this world, and I believe that if one can figure out the frequencies of certain things, that you'd have the key to the universe, essentially, because everything pretty much works that way, you know? Sound waves, energy waves, however you want to look at it. If you know, I was looking at a couple things there, like the microwave and this Slayer Exciter and all the different things that, with the tuning forks, you know, the way that the energy travels. It just travels in different forms, you know, but it's all basically wavelengths. What do you think?
Oh yeah, everything's wavelengths. Sound is wavelengths. It's even magnetism. Your light is magnetic waves. Your radio waves are, of course, magnetic waves. But light, sound, all of it. Even the infrared, the radiant energy that you feel off a fire, that's magnetic wavelengths. It's just active molecules all bouncing off each other into certain frequencies. The electrons follow suit. The same thing happens with when the electrons move, the magnetism moves. In about a 90 degree, pretty close, unless you're getting, you know, really, really, you know, picky when you get down to Rodin's theories and stuff.
You know, there's just so much to alternative energy out there, so much to science, and I noticed that over the years, I started off initially building generators out of, you know, some folks were calling them alternators or whatever, you know, I don't care. I was using like fish tank air pumps and two-part epoxy resin, and I would make these generators and made them out of junk. And then, you know, I started looking around and seeing all these other things that people were working on, and a lot of folks gave me a lot of different suggestions and stuff like that of things that, you know, alternative energy devices to look into. And so I looked into all of them, you know, everything from Bedini to Stan Myers to, you know, all the different name brands out there in the alternative energy. And it kind of got me sidetracked, you know, a lot of different gizmos out there, but it kind of got me sidetracked from my initial deal. And my initial purpose was to build a high voltage generator that I could use to energize some argon gas in the plasma state and use that for a tuner to do some pretty cool stuff. But kind of got sidetracked on that deal with some other nifty gizmos, but I'm going back to doing what it was I started to do. I pretty much wasted a couple, I'd say at least a couple of years tinkering around trying to solve everybody else's nifty gizmos for them. But I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
I spent, when I first got on YouTube, I started watching Tinsel Koala. And I had no idea what the man was doing until I watched a few of his videos, a few more, and some things made sense, some things didn't make sense, but his whole idea was to disprove people that were scamming everybody. And I kind of grew a, kind of got a nice rapport with him for a while there, and next thing you know, I was off with Jeff, Missouri Wind and Solar. I was really, really happy when I saw OtherPower.com join YouTube, and I kind of wish that they put out a lot more videos, but the ones that they did put out were great, great demonstrations, and then, what's his name there from Scourge Wind, he got on there and basically, let me think of his name here, I will in a minute, but anyway, he's the ones that the ones from OtherPower.com, took a lot of their stuff from, but what they did, instead of doing the radial, like hub truck, dump truck hubs, and turning them into wind generators, they decided, well, we can do it with a brake disc, I'm sure, and they took a Volvo 440, a Volvo 740 hub disc spindle, and their stuff worked. Before that, they were starting off cutting pieces of coat hanger and shoving them through a tube and then wrapping wire around them and set them all, and then putting the magnets at both ends and trying to get a generator, and it worked pretty good for the stream, and it was a nice low RPM. To me, that's where I think it's at, low RPMs. You don't really need high RPMs. What, things fly apart and fall apart and wear out at high RPMs.
I tried to put together the Dream Team to speed up the process. These guys are going around in circles, and they've been doing it for so long, it's just crazy. I tried to put together the perfect team of people that we could actually use our resources together and actually build some working devices.
But I think we're all going in circles, dude.
I'm out of that circle. I'm going straight ahead from here on out. I'm just going to build it myself. I got access to a machine shop about probably 5 miles away from me, and it may cost me a few pennies, but I'm going to get my stuff together and just build it. I was hoping that I could get everybody else on board with it, but it's not going to happen like that. I've already tried. Every time we get into a discussion about what we're going to build, it always seems to go off somewhere in a total different direction, and nothing ever gets done. And I'm just...
Well, that's because you're inviting people to come in, what are we going to build? And they've got a different thing on their mind than yours. That's adding more irons into the fire.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I kind of look at it this way. I started off, and I just wanted to build wind turbines. I wanted to show how to carve props and give people the guts to realize that they can do it. Anybody can do it. That's what I got out of OtherPower.com, watching their reading their websites. I got obsessed with wind turbines, and I saw these guys. I had got me a couple tape drive motors, and I wanted to play with those, and I saw these guys out there carving props, and I learned how to carve props, so I kept at it, and I finally, it took me about 6 to 7 hours to carve my first prop, and I actually went riding around the neighborhood looking, for construction sites or whatever. I finally found one. There was a piece of 1x4, and that was my first prop, and I carved that thing. You put your old 1 inch of wood. Come on, man, to shape that into a prop, that ain't much. But yeah, I was being real careful.
Yeah, but see, that's what got those me. Are good, and that's proven technology. But what I'm talking about in the alternative energy is going taking it to the extreme, putting all these different designs together. Your actual flux wind turbine is good. Piece of the puzzle as well. We could make a really awesome generator. It would be no problem, but the problem that we came across is that we got too many cooks in the kitchen, so to speak. There's just not any way to keep everybody focused. You've seen it during our Mad Science happy hour. It turned into a joke fest. We couldn't keep everybody focused on a project. You know, I didn't care at that point what project we worked on, just as long as we worked on a project, and it never went anywhere farther than, you know, guys talking about it, and I'm tired of talking about it. You know, we're in a position right now where the power grid could go down at any doggone time, you know, and they're putting in stupid smart meters.
That's my main concern. That was my main concern. And when I finally finished that prop, I didn't have any wind. I took it down to the beach, though, and holy moly, there was wind there, and I had no idea that once that thing caught lift, that it would scare me so bad. I mean, that thing started, it sounded like a lawnmower blade, and I wasn't really into much. I mean, there was good wind, 15, 20 mile an hour, but anybody knows, you know, 10 miles an hour, that's good wind for starting up, but 20, I mean, and you're holding this thing in your hand on a bar, you know, that you stuck through the hole that you drilled, and that thing went. I was dancing, and I was sitting there. Whoop! Keep your feet out of the way of the blade. And I was sitting there. How do I stop this thing now? I was. I did everything but wet my pants, and I finally figured out that I needed to turn it to the left, and then I noticed it had the gyroscopic precession. And I said, whoop! A little slower. A little slower. And then the thing blew off the end because it had a backwind, and it hit the wall and went chung-ling. That was my first experience. That's the learning. That's what I got into it. That was my feeling. Got in. But when that happened, I got hooked. You know, yeah. I wanted to get into Tesla coils and all these other things and magnet motors and all that stuff, but I had my own projects in the way. So basically what I was saying is I understand what you're getting at there, but if you got too many irons in the fire, you never got time for the ones that you did. So focus, getting back down to one or whatever, going back to where you were months before. I mean, I've got things I want to build. I mean, I want to do the compost heating setup. I want to play solar. I want to do a greenhouse so I can sit there and not have to heat the thing in the winter time. Just go out there, a little bit of heat, and I'm good, you know? So, I mean, there's a lot of things, but just don't seem to get around to
it. It all boils down to this, man. The average Joe out there needs a break from the power company. And they're going to put that smart grid into where they already have access. They can just shut you off anytime they want, you know? And so with that said, you're at the mercy of their attitude or whatever, and I want to put an energy device out there that the average Joe can have, and, you know, that's why I want to try to put the dream team together in order for all of us to use our resources together, because one of us can't afford maybe to do it, but all of us had different skills, and we had different knowledge in certain subjects, and we could have done it. We could have definitely done it by now. There should have been a free energy device running right now. We have every single piece of the puzzle to do so. And so it's just going to be a matter of, you know, I 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt believe in what I'm saying, so I'm just going to have to do it myself.
That's right. Proof. That gets you everything that you were actually up for.
Yep. You know, and then after it's all said and done, when I prove my theories, then all these other guys, they'll suddenly be interested in it. You know, it's kind of like this cartoon I seen a while back where, you know, wintertime's on its way, and there's a few people out there working and everyone else out there jacking around, and then during wintertime, they didn't have no food or anything like that they needed stored up, and so they relied on the guy who did all the work. But, you know, I'm saying.
Listen.
Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning. All these guys out here that are learning by creating experiments on their own are not wasting time, because that's how you learn what electricity is for yourself, and you get a feel for it. Look at Ryan Abrams. He went in straight for the lightning. He didn't even know how electricity worked yet. Yet he made lightning first.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. That's not what I'm saying. Guys like Ryan are amazing, and yourself, I've seen the work you guys do. That's good research. What I'm talking about, though, is we wanted to put together a team so that we could speed up the process, because a lot of the things that you did in your videos caught my eye, and I knew that those were pieces of the puzzle, just like that Slayer Exciter that Ryan's been messing around with. It's one of the pieces of the puzzle. You got the Van de Graaff generator. You got
so
the Wim's
small pieces.
Huh?
Just like everything Muddy said, there's so many small pieces to the puzzle. All these people that are out here doing all these experiments are learning how to manipulate electricity in all these different ways. And most of it has already been done before. But most people have to see it for themselves. And experience it, so they know how to wire it. They know how to, they know how it works. They know which direction it's going. They know which way to put the diodes. Whatever you're using. It's like school out here. We're not just spinning wheels and wasting time. We're learning stuff that was already done in the 1800s in some cases. But guess what? That is free energy, Sijiz. We could make batteries if we just knew how to make them. Most people don't. You need to get that out. Why is it so hard to find out how to make an awesome battery when that's been around for over 100 years?
I'm just saying that as much as all of us together, our combined knowledge together, as much as
we have every answer that you're seeking. And nobody's seeing you crazy. I'm sure there's people saying I'm crazy, but the thing about it is, this dream team still exists. We're still working on it out here. Everybody spends their time researching, Slayer Exciters or something, and they still think about the fact that there's ways to get extra energy out of things that we're not getting because the people at the top want us to pay the bill.
Well, the Slayer Exciter is the equivalent of Tesla sitting around flipping that knife switch over and over trying to figure out where that surge of energy came from. It's a really super fast switch, and it's punching up some serious power. And everybody's going for distance now on that contest. I'm interested to see how far they actually get, and I believe you could actually get really far, because if you look at the little radio transmitters like walkie-talkies, you can get a quarter mile with a walkie-talkie. And all you got to do is figure out the rest of that circuit to transmit it yet even farther.
Yeah. And at that contest, also, you had to light a fluorescent tube wirelessly from the receiver. So that's a pretty difficult challenge.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Well, that's all good stuff. I'm just saying,
it just proves that the ground is a fat conductor. And
yeah,
it doesn't have any losses.
Yeah, it is.
There is no losses. It's a superconductor. And it can go around the globe.
With that said,
it proves Tesla. Everything Tesla tried to teach us.
Jimmy Cotton used to talk to people all over the world, man. He said if it ain't Skip, he can get them ground wave. He buried a big old piece of chain link fence where he had tack welded each of the chain link fence is nothing but a spiral of wire and another spiral of wire connected to it. He had them tack welded together, and he buried that sucker, threw a bunch of salt and water up on top of it, and had a nice fat battery cable coming in. That grounded everything, including the antenna. The ground, that's one of the biggest parts of getting out, especially ground wave.
I can look at an engine or any mechanical device, and I can sit there and tell you in graphic detail exactly what's happening, every direction that each gear is turning, all the way down till the drivetrain, and you're going down the road. I can sit there and tell you in graphic detail. And so when I go out there and I watch these videos, and I see something in this video that's happened, and I look past the simplicity, what somebody might think is simple on a deal, like, let's say, for instance, the pop-pop boat that we were talking about some time back. That concept right there, scaled up, could literally make a boat that would have absolutely no moving parts in it that could benefit a lot of people around the world. And if it was made out of the right materials, it would last almost indefinitely without rusting or polluting the environment and stuff. And so when I watch all these videos out there and I see these little anomalies that are going on there, there's where I'm putting my machine and my head together, is with these anomalies. I mean, if you can do this with that, I mean, the Slayer Exciter, I can actually see that Slayer Exciter recharging itself. And if you look at that last video that I did called Frequency, the Slayer Exciter was putting out energy through that bottom coil. Now keep in mind, it wasn't perfectly tuned. It could have been tuned better than what it was. But in that circuit, it takes a 9-volt battery to run that circuit that I run to fully run it completely. It takes a full 9 volts. And the Slayer Exciter was transferring 3 volts into that circuit and actually getting it to start to run. And so I believe that with the right addition to that, I can get that thing to literally run that circuit off of there. And if indeed it will run that circuit that I was running in the video, it will definitely run the Slayer Exciter. So once you've got that thing energized, that energy would be enough to literally maintain that Slayer Exciter.
Others have discovered that before. You can use a supercapacitor in the circuit, and if you tune it right, you can sit there and watch that capacitor charging up while it's running, and you have LEDs lit up.
Well,
it's these guys out here like Midmotor and everybody that did all these experiments when this first started going around with the Slayer Exciter.
To me,
hours watching their stuff.
To me, that's a simple little thing, and it's easy to prove free energy with the Slayer Exciter. That's what got me interested in it, because
it's a Tesla coil. People argue and say it's not a Tesla coil. It ain't got a spark gap. You don't have any capacitors in there.
It is because he's pumping.
It is a resonant air cooler transformer. It depends on resonance. Guess what? It creates its own resonance.
Yep.
Even if you got the right turns on the primary and stuff, it just sort of compensates. You're using a transistor.
Well,
that's why I like that. What was that? Laser Saber did yesterday. Did you see that?
I think so.
It was the Jewel Ringer with no transistor.
Yeah. Well, essentially, what that Slayer Exciter is doing, exactly what the Tesla coil doing. The primary on the Tesla coil, it fires when the capacitor bank's full. And before the field collapses, it fires again, and so it's doing on the Slayer Exciter exactly what.
Right, if you got all that ringing together at the right tone, you have something.
Yep.
And Tesla described it a lot of different kind of ways. You know, if you read his writings and then replicate his stuff, your mind is blown from there on by it.
So I see.
And you do believe in free energy.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. See, everybody keeps on talking about and mixing up the difference between free energy, zero point, and over unity. We're not trying to get out more than we put in, even though I still believe it's possible. Free energy, I mean, when's the last time you got a bill from the sun or the wind? You know, it's there.
What I believe is we can get out more than we put in, compared to the way everything is designed for us to pay an electric bill with.
Definitely.
If we redesign everything, our electric bill would be cut in half. Of course, they would have to raise the prices to compensate.
Well, I want to cut our electric bill completely to zero, because I have a grievance with the
I'm ready for the zero. I'm ready to take You know, I had a smart meter on my house.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that today.
Well, I had that smart meter, you know, and I looked at it, and I researched a little bit, and of course, yeah, it communicates with all the other meters and relays information back to the electric company, and it does that every, I think, 30 seconds or something. A pulse of microwave energy goes out.
Will it light up
it's
before us and
bulb? Any cell phone.
Will it light up before us and bulb?
I never had a chance to try that.
No, but that's what my...
Before I made a Tesla coil.
I put my, it looks like a god's eye. It kind of looks like a square spider web. It had a big antenna. And I stuck that out there and I put an LED in the middle. It was a super bright white LEDs. It didn't light up. I was out there like 15 minutes. And I figured maybe because it's 3.6 volts rather than like the 0.7 or the 1.2. Imagine one of the other LEDs might light up, but I tried that and I couldn't get that yet.
Anyway, they took it out, put it back with a mechanical.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I think it's because I started making and playing with Tesla coils in my basement. I'm not sure of that, but it's still mechanical out there.
They probably got tired of you shutting down their computers on their side.
So if I go out there with a Tesla coil and bring it real close, they'll give me another meter, huh?
Yeah, I'd take one of them Solaris siders out there and put it right next to it and just let it pulse every so often and see what kind of results I get. That's what it's doing, man. It's reading the information.
Good.
You could probably modify a cell phone and put it on there and mess with it.
Hey, they got a smart meter on my water.
Well, according to that documentary, those smart meters have been burning down people's houses, man.
Yeah, they were built in China, and I guess they thought they could get away with substandard parts. So, yeah, the newer ones won't burn down the house as far as I know.
Well, what got me was when they were saying that people were kicking people's doors in to install them without their permission.
Oh, yeah. Guy caught the lady on camera, and she walked in. Oh, I'm sorry. You're here now. You know, and the ones where they cut the chain and they broke in and everything like that didn't even try to get buzzed in through the door.
Well, the power company's got a lot of guts, man. They come out to my property, and I noticed some paint on the trees that I hadn't noticed before. And about a day or so later, they showed up out there and decided they were going to start cutting these trees down. I never even knew they were even on my property. They just came down
and
marked out the trees that they wanted to cut out without even asking me whether or not I wanted them cut out. And then they left a mess in my yard.
Two entire pine trees on my property.
Oh, they got gone. My next door neighbor over here, Mario. Now, the company he was buying his house trailer from, he'd been paying on it for like 15 years, and he come to find out he owed more on it than he did at the beginning. And he said, "Why? I've been making payments all this." And he said, "Well, take it out of here." It was about 4 months before they could get it out of there. And as soon as they started taking the trailer out of there, the electric company came by. They were going to take the telephone pole that was in the middle of his property that supplied the trailer, because Mario's built had a house almost all built. And he says, "Oh no!" And he says, "I paid. I forget how much he paid to put the pole there, because he had to get his electric service on." And he says, "That's my pole." He said, "Oh no, it's ours." He said, "Well, I paid for it. I paid this much. You hand me this much cash and you can take it. Other than that, I'm putting a wind turbine up on it." He said, "Oh, you can't have a wind turbine here. It's a..." He said, we're a co-op. He said, "That's fine, but by law, you have to accept green energy. I don't care what you think. You might not have to pay me for it, but what I don't use..." He says, "Is what I don't have to pay, and I will put a wind turbine up, and that pole stays there."
know. I keep telling everybody our government ain't even our government anymore. They're all corporate goons that keep selling us down the river for whatever they can get their hands on. You know, these smart meters where they're talking about being able to basically spy on your electrical usage. Now, they even went farther than that in that documentary and talked about spying on you, you know, being able to listen in on your conversation. And they even had the guy from Google in there talking about, yeah, well, you gave us permission to spy on you and stuff, you know. Well, this stuff's crazy, man. I don't need nobody spying on me. Ain't nobody's business what goes on in my house.
Yeah, they're facial recognition, trying to figure out what your expressions are. Even your Xboxes have got that. It's another dumb box.
The technology is almost out of control, but the people, they really are so occupied with all the craziness going on in the world, they couldn't possibly be able to spy on all of us.
Well, I agree with that.
It might be going on some magnetic, storage.
But it's kind of like this, you know. If they have a weapon and they're able to use it, they may not use it on you because there's so many people out there to snoop on. But the first time you catch somebody's attention, you know, like become the squeakiest wheel on the wagon. Well, you're going to get greased, man. They already got the way to do it, so.
It just tells me they've got the ability to send a square wave pulse right there from the meter.
Either way, it all boils down to this. The average Joe is getting screwed by carbon taxes and stuff like that around the world. And, you know, things like wind turbines and solar panels, you know, those are a start to energy independence for the individual, you know.
Actually, everyone is. We're all getting it. The rich people that I work for, all their money has just disappeared. Even though the number is still the same in the bank, pretty much, the value of it is retardedly low.
Well, yeah. So
the inflation, the hyperinflation that's going to set in,
and then
the economy is going to come to a complete halt with all this Ebola scare and everything. You just wait.
It's a real collapse. If it's even happening to the rich folks, which, you know, like what you just said, their dollars being devalued, well, I believe that as well. But even if it's even happened, that ought to be all the more reason why people ought to be like really on top of this alternative energy deal. You know, I could go back and live in the, you know, old Western style days. I could make my own candles, my own, you know, oil.
Everybody needs to learn that stuff.
Yeah,
you need to teach people, and you can't just, you know, talk about how bad everything could get, but talk about all the stuff that you already learned so that everybody learns that too.
Well, I'll start throwing
so that they're just ready. They're ready for whatever.
I'll start throwing some alternative videos up like that, how-tos on stuff like that. You know, a lot of people...
Like your generators. You built gasoline generators and things like that. I mean, shit. Anything that... Sorry. I get upset and I'm Tourette syndrome. But anyway, you've built a gasoline engine that is a generator, a small generator, which could be converted to run off of wood or biochar,
yep,
or all these alternative fuel sources for that, or even hydrogen once you figure out, well, how many solar panels am I going to need to run that gasoline saw or whatever out there in the yard. These things need to be learned so that there's more of us that can help repair the country if it does collapse. Or what if we got one of those EMPs from the sun, a solar blast that just barely misses us all the time? All it takes is that one that melted the telegraph lines back in the day.
Yeah,
if that happened now, we're talking melted wires in houses. Houses burning, melted wires in every appliance. We would have to hunt for good parts because of all the destruction. It would be tough to find good parts in some cases.
Well, the whole green energy thing is a total scam, man. I mean, it just makes me mad because, you know, all this time they've been hollering about, oh, we got to save the planet. All right, okay, yeah, well, I'll agree with you. Let's save the planet. but we're like 30 years into right. this, but man.
You know watch is this. You we're, know watch. This
I know. Epic. But we're 30 years into this and ain't nobody done nothing. It's going to have to be the average Joe to do this. These guys are.
It's just they don't want everyone to know that the average Joe can do stuff like this.
Yeah.
And we could be off the grid and all that. They don't want people to know that.
Well, instead of the guys in the alternative energy community running around thumbing each other's videos down and stuff, sticking their noses up in the air like I know more than you know and all that kind of stuff, why shouldn't they just like be working with each other as opposed to against each other?
That
was what my hopes was for the whole mad scientist thing, was we get together, we literally build something, we prove it, we put it out there open source for everybody to be able to duplicate it, and for those who can't duplicate it, we got some folks that could build it for them, you know, maybe for a slight fee or something like that, you know, not selling them the plans, but, you know, if you can't build it yourself, we can build it for you and you know, charge you whatever it costs, maybe a little labor.
That's why we don't have time to sit around and argue about stuff that's irrelevant to our goals.
I agree. You know, I'm going.
I've lived through those thumbs down campaigns. I wouldn't really worry about those. 234 thumbs down overnight on brand video, and then a week later you'll get somebody on your personal mail on YouTube say, hey, I noticed you had a lot of thumbs down. Get them back. It shows you the website and all that kind of stuff.
There's all
you kind of find out that yours is on the website and it's them. I said, no, sorry. And I just reported them as spam.
There's only
probably him, you know? So
there's only one portion of the thumbs down that aggravates me. It's when the drive-by thumbs down or comes by. You know, if you don't like a video or if you disagree with something, tell everybody why. You know, it's a learning process, you know. Don't just drive by and thumb it down because you think it's stupid. Tell everybody why you think it's stupid so that maybe we can find a resolution so that you ain't thumbing it down anymore. You know, maybe we can fix the problem that you don't agree with. You see what I'm saying? It's like... I would rather somebody come on here and tell me I'm flat out stupid than thumb my video down and walk away, because you don't have no idea why they thumbed it down. They just did it. And I think that some of them, because I made a lot of people in the whole global warming deal, I made them mad, the green people, because you know what I think about global warming. That's the biggest hawk of hooey in the history of hooey. But...
Right, because those people are not actively fighting the actual pollution that we need to be worried about.
Yeah.
Trying to just figure out a way to get people at the top more money on their taxes.
There's criticism, there's constructive criticism.
These guys are brainwashed. They are thinking that that's what's best for us. If our industry suffers, it's okay, because that'll force us to go green.
Well, look at the guys that lost their job in the coal industry. You know, B.O. said when he got in, he was going to bankrupt the coal industry.
All of our industries have went to other countries because of it.
Yeah.
Whatever the way they want to. They pollute more over there, you know, and get charged taxes for the carbon and stuff in certain places, so that's where they go.
Yeah, but here's the key, man. If you're really all into saving the doggone planet and you're going to bankrupt everybody out of a job before you get the planet saved because you're going to force them into saving the planet, and you still haven't got the whole thing resolved, you know, that's just, to me, all you're doing is trying to hurt somebody. You're not trying to fix anything, you know?
I don't understand how dollars are supposed to lower the global warming.
Well, thousands of people lost their jobs.
That's why the scam is, it's to help collapse the country so that we need them to step in and save us. And there'll be one wall of government. We'll see it. We'll see evil blossom like you could never imagine. You don't want to imagine what evil can blossom into.
Yeah. And you'll know them by their works. You'll know
people
them by their
talk like very boring books that nobody reads. But that's their plan. They read each other's books.
Yeah. Well, they say you'll know them by their works. I remember getting on a plane. You want to donate $5 to global warming? I said, it's warm enough already.
Yeah.
They said, oh, this is to combat global warming. I said, well, how the heck do you sit there and combat global warming with dollars? I said, when they tell me how they're going to do it, then I'll donate to it. And they finally talked me into it, and then I, you know, took my flight, and then my flight back. It was like about a year later I found out that all that money disappeared and nobody knows where it went to. I was right the first time.
Well, the mainstream yep. scientists, the mainstream media, and the flunkies that follow those guys like the some sort of religion are the ones that are making this thing bad, because they're all doing a disservice to our country at the very least, but the world in general, because of their stupidity. You know, if there's going to be this catastrophe, then governments all over the world should be right on it. They should be backing guys and gals that are into alternative energy, green energy research, backing them to the hilt, not sending people out into chat rooms to say, oh, you're stupid and that's against the laws of physics. You should be over there trying to fund them, saying, is there anything that I can get to you? Because we need every hope we can get, because otherwise the world's going to end and we're all going to die. You know, but it ain't like that. They'll go out there and tell everybody, y'all going to die because of global warming, and the polar bear is going to drown, and all the ice is going to melt, and it's going to flood, and all that. And what have they done? In 30 years, they ain't done nothing. Absolutely nothing, except for cost people their jobs, basically raise our taxes, raise our light bills, and all that kind of stuff. That's all they did. They didn't do nothing. They didn't solve nothing. Just like hunger in the world. It's been videos on TV. Every time you turn around, you see a commercial about starving children in the world. I've been watching these for over 30 years, and they still, to this very day, haven't solved nothing. But they sure can take a whole lot of money and go over and bomb the crap out of another country, bomb them back into the Stone Age, and what have they accomplished? Nothing.
You put money in their pockets. They do these charities. When you do a charity, you get to keep 80% of the money.
Well,
tax-free.
And most of the time, they only give 2% to the actual cause.
Now you know why I'm mad. Because these jerks out there are always talking about, you know, global warming. My eye, you know, global warming. If you care about
they're trendy. They follow the trends of whatever's going on in the mainstream, and they think that's the I don't know what they don't believe in the creator in most of the cases. Evil is blossoming because of that. I mean, these people are getting more and more corrupted by the people at the top.
What you just said right there is really important, because they've declared themselves to be so intelligent, and science has made them believe that they are gods, when in all reality these same supposed gods couldn't fix their own doggone roof or probably even change a spare tire on their car. So when it's all said and done, they'll find out the hard way. Things are going to go bad. They're going to go really, really bad. And if people ain't ready for it, they're going to be screwed. And this isn't trying, I'm not trying to fear monger somebody. I'm just talking reality.
No, you can't be scared about anything. We have to see evil blossom so that we all know, us good people, we all know why it has to be snuffed out for good.
Well,
that's what my dad used to tell me all the time. He said, son, in your lifetime, you will probably see an evil blossom like never before. I've seen everything he talked about come to pass
in
a lot of cases.
I'd like to see at least...
I didn't believe it when I was a kid. I was... You know, a kid that went to public school. Think about it. I was an atheist.
I would like to see a step forward instead of all these steps back in humanity. Some sort of, you know, there's people in third world countries that if they had electricity, they could run pumps, you know, and even if we designed pumps that would run off of heat alone, you know, there's all the technologies there. You said it earlier. We have every single piece of the puzzle. We have all the answers. Now, why can't we all get together on the same page and make it happen? We can do it in our local communities. Not all of us can afford to fly to wherever, but we could afford to post things back and forth to each other. Why can't we move ahead instead of allowing these turkeys at the top keep us on a ball and chain? You know, in my book, it says that no man knows the time or day, that he'd come like a thief in the night. But in the meantime, since I don't know what time or day this is all going to go down, I still got to try to make this world a better place in the time that I have left, because I got grandchildren, children and grandchildren out there, and I don't want them to live in a world as crappy as the one that we've had to find ourselves in. You know, hasn't been all bad, but it's going downhill. It's deteriorating on a rapid rate, and these knuckleheads up there trying to triple the doggone electric bill and stuff like that, your average Joe ain't going to be able to afford no electricity if it gets that route, you know? And now the green people love it while they're living in their mud huts. And it really makes me mad when I see one of these global warming freaks out there on their cell phone talking all kinds of stuff. Oh, you know, we got a protest over here. Well, you got that doggone cell phone in your hand. Let's track that back to how that thing was created and what kind of environmental damage is going on there, you know? Or they leave the protest in a big old SUV that's spewing out freaking crud, and they're going to tell you about reducing your carbon footprint. Don't smoke around me because secondhand smoke kills. All right, well, shut that doggone beast you got running off, because that carbon monoxide's going to kill you, kill me faster than my cigarette's going to kill you. You see what I'm saying? The hypocrisy, the stupidity of it all. That's
yeah, and here's
basically Obama. Just reeds blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Here's Obama up in his office, and they're asking him about, you know, what the cap and trade's going to do. And he say, well, under the program of my cap and trade, he says the electricity prices are going to go through the roof.
Yeah, he says they're going to skyrocket. And he says he's going to bankrupt the coal industries, which he's doing. And so here we go. Here we are as the United States.
Well, you know, we the people have pretty much put a huge dent in Monsanto's profits just from rising up and saying, we're not going to eat this GMO crap. We know it causes cancer. We know it's filled with pesticides. And they have literally lost millions and millions of dollars just because people got to telling each other, hey, avoid this stuff, but look into it. You know, it causes cancer in the lab rats and sterility and everything else.
Terry, we're definitely making a dent. We are definitely making a dent, because I'm hearing things in the mainstream media that I never heard before. You know, they got all kinds of things on there about prepping food and buying gold and stuff like that, getting ready for a collapse, and they're talking about conspiracies, and they're talking about things that before they wouldn't talk about.
I told
about
them. Those things years ago. I told them the mainstream media will eventually sound like Alex Jones. And it's all coming to pass.
Yeah.
Everything I told my buddies, they're looking at me like, what the hell?
Yep. There they are. And just the way you told them, it came around. Because now they're starting to do it. Because they're noticing that their ratings are dropping to the dirt. And they're looking out on places like YouTube and seeing what everybody's interested in. And they need their ratings back up. So now they're going to say, hey, well, maybe Obama isn't really a citizen, you know? Who knows?
I think they're all going to realize that in Washington, it's pretty much theater. It's basically Hollywood.
Well,
it's run by pretty much the same people to talk to.
They're not our government.
Once they all wake up.
They're corporate goons. Once they get up there, they might have had a good intentions when they started, but when they got there, you know, in the midst of the mob and were blackmailed and threatened and everything else under the sun, or bought off, you know, hey, you know, I see you're having trouble with your mortgage, let me take care of that, you vote this way. All right, sounds like a plan, you know. Or when you get down here, we could use you at our company, you know.
It's so cronyism, we're all wars and so on.
That's why I say...
But those people are going to suffer too, because they feed the system just as much as the people that are asleep, that blindly just buy whatever, and their money supports whatever evil system that Monsanto, or, you know, they invest in companies that are evil, and, you know, all this black water and all that crap.
Well, truthfully, we need the power of the idiots. We need the global warming freaks, and we need the environmentalists. We need the power of the idiots. We need them to get on board and say, look, you know, if you're going to spend all that time going out there protesting, getting beat up and pepper sprayed and jailed, you know, that's all they do. They run around circles, throw blood on stuff, get beat up, get pepper sprayed, get thrown out in jail, do a couple of YouTube
videos.
And
all those departments that they were, you know, all those police forces and everything just get more and more militarized because of that, and they get more funding and so on and so forth.
And so, if you really care about your cause, if you want to save the whales, get out there and do it like the whale war guys that are out there on the ship. They put their money where their mouth is, and they're out there fighting against the people doing the whaling. They're doing it, you know. But if you're gonna just run around and holler and try to get inside of chat rooms and argue about global warming and not try to do anything like back an alternative energy researcher, you know. You're wasting your time, man, because the corporate goons out there, they love it when you raise a ruckus. What do they call it? No press is, or bad press is in, any press is good press, or whatever. So you got a bunch of knuckleheads out there yelling about your company. You're at least people looking at your company, you know. Oh, they keep the pot stirred, don't they?
Oh, they do good. They do that. I donated to Greenpeace once. I didn't even know what it was when they came to my door and asked, and then they told me what they did and all that kind of stuff. I said, you got anything I can read? I said, come back in an hour. I read, came back in an hour, give them $50.
Well, going out there blowing up your doggone government buildings and going out there painting up the abortion clinics and doing all the things that they do out there, that's just a total waste of time. Like Terry said, all you're seeing is more police that look more like the military every day. Why don't you take that doggone energy you've got and start putting it towards getting people on board with, you know, funding research to get this stuff done, and stay away from the doggone corporate goons out there. They love it. I mean, as long as there's controversy, they can get elected. I mean, look at the Democrats versus the Republican debacle. They are always out there, oh, the Democrats are going to steal Granny's Social Security, or the Republicans are going to take Grandpa's wooden leg and false teeth and all that kind of stuff. It's a hockahooey, man. They're just trying to scare everybody. As long as they can
keep... No, and if you keep up with that, you're totally occupied.
Yeah!
You're not really looking into what's really going on.
What's really happening in all that is they've been the same party for a long time. They're called neocons. It's not elephants or donkeys. It's neocons. And the deal is what you see them debating about is what they're fixing to take from you, no matter who gets it, because if the Republican gets it and he's the one that was shouting against it, he does it anyway. They don't keep up to their campaign products.
No.
What it is it's the blame game. Okay, so this time you got a Republican. You say, doggone, we should have elected the Democrat. Well, the Democrat would have done the same stupid thing.
They just say whatever they can to get elected. That's all they care about is the power structure. The glamour of being riding around in a government-paid limousine and being taken care of by the Secret Service and all that kind of stuff. When's the last time the Secret Service ever gave a darn about the average Joe? They don't. They don't care. They'll if you say the wrong thing, they'll come beat you toothless and haul you off to the pokey, you know. But you know, when are people going to get it through their thick head? You're not going to beat this system the way it's designed, because this system's designed to make you fail, period. You're not
going to... It's like a casino.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do your protest. You got to sit there. You got to take it to court. Just a quick lesson: the Iroquois Indian, the Seneca, actually took over 3/4 of the United States, basically because their system of government was more refined than the U.S. government, our government, when we started out, and basically. You know what the Senate is? The Senate and Declaration of Independence, the whole schmear was taken from the Seneca Indian because they had such a better government.
Yep.
Regardless
but
of
the
all
deal
that,
was,
how smart they
took them out. They kept their land. They did what they did through law. They were smarter. They were more practiced at it, and they took them through law. Now, the thing is, these smart meters out here, it has already been ruled in court that they do that they do damage to people, and that you can say no. And people really need to know that you can say no. They can threaten to turn your electricity off, but they can't. If they do, you can sue them.
Well,
they have to put that other meter in there, and people got to know that you can get rid of these smart meters. It's a smart grid for around the world, a global deal. Yeah. Thinking about one world government, you're by putting these smart meters in, which some of them are even charging people twice the money, these guys are getting rich and able to implement what they're trying to do to us.
Well,
so got to get rid of them.
Then they're kicking people's doors in. What I want to know is, did that person that kicked that door in go to jail for breaking and entering? I highly doubt it. They were probably protected by the umbrella and they knew it. Just like the cops going out there beating people toothless and pepper spraying them. You know, they're protected under the umbrella, you know. And so, with that said, the average Joe is going to have to get some wisdom in the average Joe's head and start, instead of out there protesting, wasting your flyers on people that aren't going to pay attention anyway, get their attention and say, hey, you want to not have to pay an electric bill? Help these guys out over here. They'll help you out because they know how to do it. That man over there makes wind turbines. That man over there is into solar. And that man over there is into Tesla technology and so on and so forth. And it can be done, you know. Learning about the candles, how to make candles, how to live in the Stone Age. Because it very well possible might be that we could get punched in the face by a big old CME. And we will lose our power grid if that happens. And then you'll be out there with whatever knowledge you got. So, what knowledge do you guys have? I think the three of us here are better off than probably 80% of all the folks out there in the world today. Because at least we know how to put a light bulb on, you know. Even if it ain't very bright, we'll still get it on. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know, and...
It's knowledge is the new gold, I think.
That's what
I mean.
Think.
I think if you have keys to the puzzle when people need it the most... What do you think is going to happen? They're going to give you whatever you need to survive, to help you, if you're helping them.
Yeah,
and that's the future.
You be
good
your
people helping each other.
You be
you
your
know how to make energy when, yeah, if you know how to make energy and electricity when everybody else's is cut off, yeah, that's definitely gold.
Yeah, you be your local power company for your neighbors, you know. Teach them how to do it.
Hooper's playing that game.
Well, hey, you know, I'm glad he is, and I hope he succeeds. I hope he gets up there to where, you know, more people like his business and go with him as opposed to the main deal, because the main deal, they're just about ripping people off, man. They came over and pulled my meter out one time and plugged it right back in. It wasn't even out for 5 minutes. They didn't tell me they were going to unplug it. Pulled it out, plugged it back in, shut all my computers and everything down, and then charged me $500 to do it. I'm like, you must have lost your freaking mind. You know, first off, you didn't even tell me you was getting ready to do it. You just did it. Could have blown out all my stuff, and they charged me $500 for it.
I'm bringing in Carlos Corona. He's the one that brought this to my attention.
Cool. Make sure you tell him about the whole not to bleep on the bleep. and stuff?
Oh, Carlos, you ain't got to worry about there.
Anyway, I'm just saying, it's going to take the average Joe to get some wisdom in their head, know things about, like, such as that you can reject the smart meter. I don't know, in some countries they won't allow you to reject it. Some countries they're charging you for sunlight, you know. So,
well, most parents don't know that their kids don't have to get the vaccine to go to school. They think, well, it's the law. It's not the law. Where's the law? It's some sort of policy they came up with. All you have is to sign the waiver form. And people routinely inject their kids with the most hideous stuff.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm telling you, and especially with this stupid Ebola stuff coming around, they're going to try something on people, man, and they're going to be making people sick.
And they're going to be making more money than ever.
Yeah.
The whole system of the snake oil medicine grid.
Did you talk about any alternative cure? And boy, you got the jackboot thugs coming to your door. You can't say I got a cure for anything.
No, if you have a product and you even suggest that it's good for you, they shut you down.
Yeah. So, average Joe's
you can't have say to on the label that it's good for you.
Not ask for permission. Just build it. And that's it. That's why I keep talking about us putting together some sort of alternative energy generating system that people can do. And if they can't do, then we can get together and build it for them. You know, we could actually build a company and get people jobs that way.
Everybody's going to have to learn some stuff to help them with the future. That's for sure.
Yes. I mean, since there's no government oversight, might as well do it.
That's what I'm saying. It just needs to be done. You know, if you ask for permission, you're going to get told no. They're going to pass it on and pass it on to somebody else. Say, well, we got to check with this department, and then they'll have to check with that department, and then they'll go to court, and they'll say, well, no, you can't do that because you're going to cost the power company money, which is going to cost the economy money, and we can't have that. In the meantime, the guys up at the top are shutting down coal power plants and costing people jobs and costing the economy money, so they like slap you in the face and say, do as I say, not as I do, and like it because I'm your representative. Really? When you gonna start representing? That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, they convince the general public that's what's best for them.
Yeah. It's best for you to go down and get a flu shot, even if you're going to be sick for about 2 or 3 weeks afterwards. You'll be all right. Roll Charlie around. Charlie be okay. That's a fire. You know, common sense dictates, you know, common sense went out the window with the invention of the pogo sticks and or brass knuckles, man. That's all there is to it. I just don't get it. You know, here we are. We're talking about technology that's been around since the 1800s. They're using the same technology to not only spy on you, but make people sick. You see what I'm saying? It's ludicrous, but it don't exist. It's not real, you know? And you know, I got some electrician guys out there. What do you call them? Oh, there's a high-tech terminology for the electrician field, engineer, yes. Electronic engineer, and they're mad as you know what at me because of the things I talk about. I don't care, man. I'm 49 years old. If I can show people how to do a different form of electricity, that's what I'm going to do. And I see it possible. You know, these smart meters going in there spying on when you turn your TV off or how long you run your toaster, you know. They can literally follow you through the house. I mean, why would they want to follow you through the house? Well, who knows? Who knows why these guys do what it is they do outside of I want power and knowledge is power. And what more I know about you, the less you'll talk about things. Because if you make me mad, I'll just shut your power off, you know. You walk over and flip the light switch on, you take for granted every single day that you turn that light switch on that you're always going to have power because you paid your bill. Well, I've seen folks that have paid their bill, But somehow or another, some sort of fee was put in there that they never realized or whatever, and they got their power shut off and then had to pay a couple $100 deposit to get their power back on. Or they turned around and said, well, we're going to upgrade your meter to maybe one of these smart meters, and the bill is falling on you because we can't afford it. If you can't afford it after I've just paid you an $800 light bill, something's wrong, man.
You know, we just got a $300 water bill. Oh my goodness. Smart meter. Water meter.
They sent me a $2,500 bill one day in the mail, and I went ballistic, man. I called up the power company and I said, I don't know what the heck you're thinking. The school up the street had a $700 bill for their month, and they were running 24/7, computers and lights and everything under the sun. And I said, I know doggone good and well, there ain't no way in Sam Hill that I use $2,500 worth of electricity. You need to come out here and you need to check this meter, and when you find it is faulty or something's gone wrong, you need to replace it and fix it and put my bill back down to where it is, because there ain't no way I'm paying this. Well, they came out and they found out that the meter man read the meter wrong. He put a few digits in there that shouldn't have been in there, and they sent me a $2,500 bill. It took me 2 months to get that resolved. That's what I think about the power company. So, Carlos, how's it going, brother?
Going great, man.
We watched that documentary, man. That's a pretty telling documentary on that power, the smart meters there.
Yeah, it just empowered me to share that with the world, and I'm glad it got out to you guys, and now everyone else is talking about it. So.
Well, we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to keep on it and keep on it, because you know, I already have a grudge against the power company. My ultimate goal is to ensure that nobody ever has to pay a power bill again, because I know that electricity is free.
And yeah.
Every time I say that, I get the electrical engineers angry at me, because, you know, it's like, oh, well, you can't never get out more than you're trying to put in all that. And I'm like trying to tell them, look, what I'm talking about, free energy, hasn't got nothing to do with zero point, nor does it have anything to do with over unity. I'm not even remotely trying to get out more than I'm putting in. All I'm trying to do is tap into what nature has already provided and use it efficiently.
Exactly.
It, you know, when's the last time you got a doggone bill from the sun or the wind or the water? You know, out there, if they really wanted to go green, then we should have already been green. You know.
Yeah, one day of that Iraqi or desert storm would have taken half the United States full of power.
Well,
enough to take care of it.
How much money do you figure they spent during that entire desert storm?
I don't know. Has it ended yet?
I don't know. It's been in the billions, probably even in the trillions. Now, how many loaves of bread would that have bought some kids over in some third world country that needed to eat? When are people going to realize these people at the top don't even care about you? You are worthless bottom feeders, cattle, and if you ain't sick, then they ain't making no money. If you ain't out fighting their wars, then they ain't making no money, so they're going to keep the pot stirred. They're going to keep you hating the black man and the white man and the red man. They're going to keep you arguing back and forth amongst each other. They're going to keep you between the red team and the blue team and the green team and all these. And they're going to keep that continuously flowing, so you're continuously arguing amongst each other whether there is or isn't a God, whether there is or isn't a one-world conspiracy, whether there is or isn't some poison in something. They're going to keep you arguing, they're going to keep you distracted, and they're going to keep getting rich. And when it all falls apart, guess what? Those guys at the top, they're still going to be where? At the top.
Exactly.
You want free energy, then reach out there and take it, because nature has provided. I feel like the good Lord in heaven above gave us everything we need. All the resources, all the smarts. It's just a common sense that mankind's lacking. We could already have solved the energy crisis, the so-called energy crisis, which does not exist. We could have already solved starvation and sickness in the world. You go back and look at all the different societies out there, the Indian communities, the Amish communities, all these guys knew how to survive whenever there wasn't electricity, when there wasn't doctors. They knew about how to save ice. There's some ice boxes, believe it or not, that are in Amish communities. They got blocks of ice in there that's been in there for generations, and that's how efficient their refrigerator is.
They last a while, but the refrigerator been in their family for generations. What can you say that about any of the refrigerators and things you got?
Yeah, yours, if you unplug it in a couple hours, all your stuff is crud. So, you know, learn about alternative energies, alternative medicines, alternatives to the law. Figure out, use their doggone loopholes against them, man. That's what I'm saying.
That's the whole deal. See, they still want you to think that the smart meter is law. They still want you to think that because they say it needs to be on your house, that you have to have it. But the deal is, I mean, kids going to college, you know, just out of high school, going to college, and, you know, they were... This one was in football and all that stuff and got a scholarship. He's there. Next thing you know, he's got brain cancer. So he goes in the hospital, and weeks later the guy dies. And what happens to, we got another one with brain cancer from the same room right outside where they got the cell phone collection tower. And it was like 8 or 9 other people all in a row. Yeah, so there's your proof, and basically it's already passed court, and stop giving them the money for the stupid smart meter and get your old one back before they get more money to find out. If the same people that tried to prove that the smart meters are okay and a good thing for everything are the same people that tried to prove that genetically modified foods are good and many other things in the government that we've seen by the way that it all turned out and everything, that no, it ain't nothing like that.
Well, with that said, I want to say this. Start reading the doggone labels. Start reading the terms of service on your cell phone, on your software. Read the labels on your toothpaste, for Pete's sake. Go grab a deal of Crest toothpaste for children and read the label on the back. It says that if it accidentally ingested, then call Poison Control Center. It says it right there on the tube. Now, if you don't care, then I guess that's all right. Put poison in your kid's mouth. No big deal. You know, it's just your kid. After all,
that's good for you.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you don't read the warning labels on there, like they sit around and listen to the doggone medicine deals, try this new drug, and it has all these possible side effects, and it's not excluding death, you know? And I'm like, dude, those side effects sound worse than the actual. I'd rather keep a runny nose than try, you know, end up with liver cancer and my eyeball hanging out of my face. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you have to paint a picture like that to help wake people up to what's really going on.
If your lungs hanging out your mouth, you got a problem. Really?
Well, the truth is, they done all the research, like the GMO, for instance. They put the lab rats on it, you know, and then the second generation had grown some of their organs on the outside and stuff like that. they were mutated completely. They said, well, it's okay for people.
Yeah, and this happened in a rat. That's just a rat. Well, why was you testing a rat to begin with? You know, if you was testing the rat.
The only thing is, rats are
yeah,
more capable
of
surviving.
Yeah, but you're the rat. You might hear the politician, but
the rats are tougher than us.
Well, that ought to be.
If it affects them like that, what's it going to do to us?
That ought to be people's first clue, man. You know, if you hear the commercial and the commercial says that there's all these possible side effects from heart disease to heart attacks, and if you stop breathing, you might want to call the doctor. Well, by that time, it's too late anyway. Anyway, read the warning labels.
All this stuff is off the charts.
Yeah, read the warning label before you put it in your mouth.
Off the charts.
Go find.
I have a millionaire customer of mine who has cancer really bad, and the injections that he was going to get are $10,000 an injection, and it was to treat the cancer, and it goes straight to the bones or whatever, and attacks the cancer cells only, supposedly. And it was $10,000 a week, and he gave them the cash, you know, up front. But they ran out. There's so many cancer patients that need that, he can't get it. So he's still going to die.
So let me ask you a question then.
Yeah, money back guarantee.
Dr. Royal Raymond Rife, who said he built the Rife machine and said that he could target specific certain cells in there. If that technology was any even remotely less damaging than chemotherapy, wouldn't it be something worth researching?
Well, there's people using it. I told him to investigate it. He is a doctor himself. He's an Irishman, millionaire, absolutely. He's got Ferrari, you know. Anyway, he's an elderly guy now, and never heard of Royal Rife.
Of course he didn't, because you go to the doctor, you got all that money, and you got a really good doctor and a good insurance plan, and they're not going to tell you, hey, there's this guy named Dr.
No, he is a doctor. I'm just saying, he is a doctor. He invented medicines and things in his career. He's famous.
That makes it even worse then.
Yeah, I know.
That's like telling Thomas Edison, hey, we got a cool thing called AC.
Hemp seed oil. There's all kinds of different things out there that alternative medicines. And I got a cousin who has diabetes, and they say that hemp seed oil works to help straighten up diabetes. I said, at this stage in the game, you've already got diabetes, so what do you got to lose by trying it? Did he try it? Heck, I don't know. You know, I ain't seen him since. But most generally, when you tell people stuff like that, it just goes in one in their ear after the other, or they say the notorious, well, I'll ask my doctor about it whenever I see my doctor. Yeah, your doctor's really going to say, yeah, you go try that hemp seed oil.
We had a guy that used to help my wife throw papers and stuff, and he helped me throw papers, and we come to find out he had cancer. And at that time I had Jonathan here. I said, Jonathan, why don't we donate him a big old quart of that stuff so he can sip on it every day? When he went back to the doctor, he says, they said that it receded.
Well, so, if you're going to use chemotherapy, you're going to go in there and you're going to destroy the immune system while killing the bad cells, while killing the good cells at the same time. So you're going to you're going to deliberately make yourself sicker in order to potentially get better. And so with that said, that just to me sounds ignorant. You know, if I get cancer, I ain't going nowhere near anybody talking about chemotherapy. Nobody's putting any radioactive material in my body and radiating me. I'm going to try every alternative medicine under the sun. If it doesn't work, then the good Lord take me wherever I'm going to go after here. But in the meantime, I'm going to still have my hair. Man.
At least I won't be wearing a wig in the casket, right?
Yeah. Doggone some old jalopy looking toupee that's going to blow off whenever somebody opens the door. Be like, hey, I didn't know he was bald. I thought he just had bad hair. And anyway, I'm just saying, man, we're common sense. We got to get back to some common sense. I'm gonna build my free energy devices. I'm gonna do it myself. I was hoping to put together the dream team, but the average Joe out there, if you ain't prepared by now, you better start studying and researching and downloading every how to purify water. That's gonna be the biggest one there. Water's gonna be the next gold. I guarantee you that. Ain't no doubt in my mind on that deal, because
exactly.
You watch what these guys are doing out there. There's oil millionaires who are shifting over to water. You know, that should tell you something.
Yep.
Well, get Justin in here.
What is the next scarce commodity?
Yep.
Actually, it is.
Well, it's not. It's not that we don't have the technology to purify it, because we do, and we do have the technology to make it as fast as we can drink it. That's not the problem. They keep saying that we're going to run out of fresh water. That's not the case. You know, these guys, they know what's up. They know if you control the water, you control the people. You control the food, you control the people. Same thing with the medicine, everything under the sun. So if you don't know how to purify water that you can take and burn some old firewood and make some carbon that would kill some bacteria, or use something like 99.9% silver to kill off even more bad stuff in the water, you know, those are things you should learn now while you could.
That's right.
Yeah.
That colloidal silver does good. Matter of fact, the technology's been around a little longer than I thought. They had these water jars in India, and they just placed a silver coin in the bottom.
Well, they must have knew something. It worked. Their population is huge. That's what I'm saying.
I've never seen a really skinny guy.
Like electricity somehow?
Say what?
Silver solution made with electricity somehow?
Yeah, that's a colloidal silver. But in India, they just stuck it in the bottom of the pot. I guess maybe the bottom of the pot was copper or something, and they just laid it on there. But basically, I think it just comes off the coin naturally.
But these are things that people should learn while they still have access to the information, because if the power grid goes down today, you got what you got. That's it. You go around your house. I challenge everyone out there in the listening audience to go around their house today and take inventory of what you've got. Take inventory of batteries and anything that you need for survival, band-aids, medicine, or anything like that, and then sit down and calculate up how many days that you're going to be all right before you got to go to the store again. And then think about what if something big happened and the power grid went down. The people who never thought about what if, and there's a really good example out there, go look at Hurricane Katrina out there. There's a whole lot of people that didn't think about what if, and then they actually had military running around confiscating people's firearms because they wanted to try to keep the peace. You think it can't happen in your neighborhood? Well, I hope it don't, but if it does, are you going to be ready? I don't want to have to leave my property if I keep myself at least 30 days, you know, in the good, because, you know, you never can tell. I might get sick. I might not even be able to leave the house. So, with that said, I don't want to have to worry about having to, if all heck breaks loose, go to the store and fist fight with Granny over the last loaf of bread. Because she'll probably tear me up.
3 days, that's all it would take for our grocery stores to be empty. Yep. Havoc would have happened. 3 days.
Yep. 10 days, people cannibalize.
Yep. Hell hath no fury like Granny for the last loaf of bread.
That's good. Show Walking Dead is teaching us, you know what I mean?
I ain't eating nobody.
Hungry and... To shoot the hungry and scared that are, you know.
I ain't eating nobody. And if you guys come around here during the apocalypse and try to eat me, number one, I'm skinny, so you're not going to get much. But number two, you better be ready to fight. Because I ain't going up in the pot.
Yep.
And in Katrina, the police became gangsters. Went around and even places that were high and dry and had their own generators and everything going.
Yep.
They confiscated their guns.
Well, there's
and
a video.
Money.
There's a video out there. They punched some old grandma in the face. This grandma had an old gun that didn't even work. She was trying to hand them, and they punched her in the face.
Yep.
Yeah. One of the things I hated was basically here comes trucks with goods to feed the people and water, and they were turning them away.
Yeah, there's another thing. We can't let you in with those medical supplies because there's a riot going on. Well, there's some place down there that ain't no riot. They're probably rioting because they need this stuff.
And if they're rioting, they definitely need that stuff.
I don't know. I'm just saying everybody just needs to get their head out of the sand and start paying attention to what these knuckleheads out there who are supposedly their representation are saying. Because they're not doing you any good. They're not looking for your best interest. Anytime they talk about, like, little Bill himself saying, under my plan, electric bills will necessarily skyrocket. And you can go ahead and open a coal factory if you want. You're going to go bankrupt. And he said that. And everybody still elected him. Are you guys crazy?
You like, I don't think they elected him. I think he's chosen beforehand.
Well.
Yes. Everybody that is rich is chosen. They didn't get there by on their own.
Well, with that said,
here's an example. A football stadium. The city builds it, and then somebody's chosen to own it.
Well, with that said,
that's a great example.
Then the next time that you go to your election, then you need to stick around after the election and help count the deal there. And everybody needs to keep tabs on who voted for what and make sure. Could you imagine what would happen if every single individual who went to vote stuck around and kept tabs on how many people voted for this guy and how many people voted for that guy, and then none of the guys that got the majority of the vote even got elected, that it was all set up from the get-go? Man, Granny would have her brass knuckles out of her purse so fast it'd knock somebody's tooth to the wind. That's what I'm saying.
I know an old lady kept a bar of lead in the bottom of her purse.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it.
You didn't want her to swing that purse and hit you.
Roll the pennies in a sock or something. I'm just saying, man. I don't want to come down on that, but you got to pay attention to what's going on. You know, hey, watch this hand over here while I sock you with this one.
You got it.
Can barely hear you, Carlos.
I hear you. I thought you said you put a stack whole roll of quarters in a tube sock.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a bar of soap in a sock. just as good as the Tom book.
Hey, be careful, because now if you go on an airplane and you're wearing socks and you have a bar of soap in your luggage, they're going to not let you fly. They're going to say you're a terrorist because you got a tube sock and a bar of soap.
They say, what are you doing? I'm breaking it up so it does the laundry better.
Yeah. You can take your sock off and load up a tube sock with some soap and say, everybody, I'm hijacking this puppy. Who wants to step up first?
So I'm sorry he got in the way while I was breaking my soap up.
We gotta get some common sense, man. Seriously. You see, we just did the alternative self-defense course for everybody. If they take away your guns, get you some soap and a sock, and put a bar of soap in a sock, and then whenever they come around the bend, blackjack them. That's all I can say.
Blackjack.
Yeah, they can confiscate the weapons, but they didn't take my PVC.
That's right. We'll make potato cannons, man.
Oh, man, a potato cannon. Bulletproof vests don't do nothing against a potato cannon.
No, you
watermelon could add.
And they had a guy out there, instead of a potato, he cast a slug out of polyurethane. That doggone thing went through the fender of a car, so the impact of a potato hitting you in the chest might pop an organ inside, but it ain't going to hurt that vest.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you get hit in the face with a potato going a couple hundred miles an hour or more, you're going down. That's all there is.
Yeah, if you got a little bit of electricity and a little water, you got your propellant right there.
Well, they used to use hairspray in the old Polish goose guns. They'd take some pork and bean cans, they'd leave the bottom one on, the lid on the bottom one, and they'd cut off the tops and bottoms of the rest of them, make them probably about 4 or 5 feet long, tape them all together real good with duct tape, poke a little hole down in the bottom, and drop a tennis ball down in there and fill it up with lighter fluid and hit that sucker, and you'd see a flaming tennis ball go a quarter mile in the air, man.
Wow.
Yeah. They call
bad news for even a professional tennis rag.
Yeah, they call them a Polish goose gun made out of pork and bean cans. And you used regular Zippo lighter fluid. All you had to do was sit there and, like I said, make your cannon out of your cans, the last one, the very last one. You leave the lid on the bottom of it, tape them all together with duct tape, poke a little hole in there, and squirt your lighter fluid in there. And as soon as you light that sucker, man, all you see is a flaming tennis ball shooting through the sky.
Yeah, there's something you need to take with you. Get you plenty of duct tape, because there's lots of things you can rig up to sit there and make your life a lot easier if you got some duct tape.
Sounds like we're making some new entries for the Anarchist Cookbook here.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're down to the last 6 minutes of the show. Buddy, is that right?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll be back down, eight and a half minutes exactly right now.
Well, that gives us a little more time. You know, go out there and make you a Polish goose gun or a potato cannon or something, man.
Coil gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Can't detect the heat either from it. You can shoot down anything you want.
Well, I got PVC. Another thing PVC is just heat it up and bend it, make yourself a bow up to 80 pounds.
Well, when those...
get the sheriff's helicopter, huh?
When those remote-controlled drones fly over your house and you hit them with a flaming tennis ball, knock them out of the air, and you just use that Bart Simpson's little deal. I didn't do it.
I used to take the self-igniting match heads and snip them off and fill a tennis ball full of those.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You throw that tennis ball, it's going to fucking explode.
Ah! Watch that language. You're killing me.
Oh, sorry there.
The first person to shoot one of them drones out of the sky over their own property is a national hero.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. With a tennis ball.
Oh, man.
Alrighty then, now what?
So, are you at a loss for words there, oh fuzzy-headed one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Somebody just dropped the F-bomb on me.
it distracted you. I hear you. Yeah. Well, at least it's by accident.
I apologize.
Anyway, shoot, man. Learn how to make electricity. Learn how to pass a magnet. Learn how to make coils. Find you some bearings. Find you. Check out the how-to. Learn how-to. Your skills are your money when everything goes crazy.
Hey, you know what the best suggestion would be, too, is study Ed Lead Skelton's magnetic current booklet. It teaches you all the experiments you need to know.
Study his body.
Well, anyway, there's a whole lot of stuff to study up there, so I suggest everybody go download all the how-tos that they can get their hands on, put it on hard copy, put it on flash drive, put it somewhere safe in case all heck breaks loose, you got some sort of ID. In the meantime, support your local alternative energy researcher. Has anybody got a YouTube channel they want to tell about out here real quick? We are down to the last 6 minutes. 5 minutes. 6 minutes.
Let's see here.
Let's see. Terry was first.
Go ahead, Terry.
My YouTube is simply Terry Woodruff, but it's Woodroof.
Cool. Terry Woodroof. And go look at his work. He does some good stuff. And go out there and look at Ryan Abrams at Abrams Lab and Muddy Muddy Mudman. And who else we got out there?
Justin, you got one?
What's that?
You got a website or anything? Or
Coming soon.
Coming soon. All right.
All right.
And he's a pretty smart feller, man. Yeah, I sat there and just like when I was talking to Larry Woods, man, it was just popping one epiphany after another and understanding things. He explained quite a bit to me. Hope you come back here. Carlos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sharing one of my videos right now.
Sweet.
All right,
pop down in the chat on the radio room?
Yes.
Excellent.
All right.
Mine's just muddy, muddy mud, man. So, pop in there. You learn how to make it from scratch pretty much. A few things you got to buy. Sterling engines out of the trash can. Things like that. Lots of fun.
I built mine out of garbage as well. You'll see yes. In the YouTube there. I got,
makes a better conversation piece.
Yeah.
Especially when they say, that won't work. Said that to me about one of these little rotary motors that come out of the microwave. They said, that ain't going to generate no electricity. I said, here, hold this. And I gave that thing a twist, and he did the electrified funk dancer, man.
All right, everybody. Well, that's all good information, and it's been an awesome show. Thanks a lot. You've been listening to Shaziz Mad Science, and if you want to get prepared in alternative energy, there's a whole bunch of guys around here that would be more than happy to point you in the right direction to real researchers that's not trying to rip you off and that kind of stuff. And if you're out there and you want to save the planet with the so-called global warming deal, then actually put up or shut up, get out there and support your local researchers into alternative energies. Walk away from the system that is basically ripping you off, eating you alive, and keeping you continuously arguing amongst each other. That's the best I can say. So with that said, peace and love. I'm going to play us up out of here with a tune.
3 minutes.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop, children. What's that sound?
Are the voyagers of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.